After 17 years of anonymity, one of the world's most famous faces is finally identified. She is the teenage Afghan refugee whose stunning photograph appeared on the cover of National Geographic magazine back in 1985. Her haunting green eyes stare out from beneath a bedraggled red cloak. The picture has been reproduced many times, most recently on the cover of a new book of the 100 Greatest Geographic Pictures. But all this time, not even the man who took that shot knew who she was, NPR's Alex Chadwick reports.
The photographer is Steve McCurry. He was on assignment for Geographic in the mid-80s for a story about Afghanistan. But he took that picture in Pakistan, where 1 million Afghans had gone to escape the Soviet invasion. In a refugee camp, he was allowed into a large tent that was being used as a school.
I remember the confusion and the dust and the noise and the activity of the classroom swirling. They didn't stop the class on account of me. She caught my eye immediately, and I thought, you know, I'm going to photograph some of the other students first in order to put her at ease. I don't want to scare her. And she was sitting down on the floor. I had a tripod. I took maybe 10 frames. There's maybe 2 frames that have that particular look in her eye. And after probably a couple minutes, she got up and walked away and went back to the class. And then it was over, and I left and thanked the class, thanked her, and that was the end of it.
But in a way, Steve McCurry couldn't know until he got back home and saw the photo. That was not the end of it. He was already recognized as a very good photographer, particularly good with penetrating images of faraway peoples. But this picture, this one, quickly became his best-known work. And though he didn't even know the girl's name, didn't know if she had survived in this dangerous part of the world, he began looking for her on every trip back to the region, especially this last one, 2 months ago.
I went back time and time again on other stories, but every time I went back, I wanted to look for her. What made this particular search different was that I knew that the camp was going to be destroyed. They were going to move all the refugees out of the camp, and they were going to build this housing project. So if I was ever going to find her again, this was like the last opportunity.
He asked to speak with the Council of Elders in the refugee camp, and he showed them the picture, and they showed it to others. Some women did come forward. At least one claimed to have been the girl, but the details were wrong.
We started to get frustrated, started to get kind of disheartened, and one man came forward and said, you know, that girl used to live next door to me 10 years ago, and I can find her brother. I know where her brother lives. And he brought the brother, and his eyes were the same color as hers. And as soon as we saw his eyes, we thought, this is closer than we've ever been.
That was enough. They arranged a meeting, and for the second time, Steve McCurry looked into those eyes.
As soon as I saw her, there was no doubt in my mind that this was the girl. The eyes were the same. She had the same distinctive scar on her nose. All the facial features matched up. I instantly knew that this was the girl.
You asked the FBI for help in making certain this is the right woman by using their technology with a retinal scan to look at those eyes?
Right. The idea was that we want to make absolutely sure that beyond a shadow of a doubt that this was the girl.
Did the retinal scan people all say, yeah, this is the right one?
They said that 1 in 100 million that this wasn't the girl. That was the odds. I thought that was just...
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Her name, he learned, is Sharbat Gula. She is married with 3 daughters. She's living back in Afghanistan, but is sometimes in the refugee camps in Pakistan, too. Her life should get somewhat easier in the years ahead. The Geographic will help with money and support. And Steve McCurry says he's established some means to stay in touch with her.
What is she doing now?
Her life has been, since she left the refugee camp in 92, it's been relatively peaceful. She got married, had these children, living a traditional Pashtun life, living in the village. It's been, thankfully, a bit uneventful. I think her wish now is to remain anonymous and to try and resume her life. I told her that I definitely want to educate your children. I want to make sure that we can establish some sort of a situation where your children can be educated. I asked her, I said, what would you like? How can we make your life better? And it was interesting. She said, one of the things which is the most important to me right now is to go on a Hajj to Mecca. They're obviously devout Muslims. And the thing which was the most important to her, apart from educating her children, was to make this pilgrimage.
Are you going to make that possible?
Absolutely. Next spring, we're going to arrange for them to do that.
National Geographic has called the picture of this girl from 1985 the most recognized photograph in the history of the magazine. Do you know why that is? What it is about that picture that makes it so intriguing for people?
I think part of the core that it struck in people all over the world is this combination of a young girl who's very pretty, yet there seems to be something troubling about her. There's a dignity, there's a fortitude, there's a lot of different levels to that picture, which it's rare, I think, that a portrait can sustain coming back to it over and over again. It's really remarkable, and it's a tribute to her and her personality and that particular moment in time, that magic. You can't will that to happen. It's just a gift.
Photographer Steve McCurry. His pictures of Sharbat Gula, then and now, are on our website, npr.org, and will be on the cover of the April issue of the magazine. And the story of Finding Her is a television special Friday night on National Geographic Explorer. This is Alex Chadwick, NPR News, Washington.